sometimes what happens, and it can be a really weird situation, you do your rep max testing and you end up sometimes on just certain exercises, but sometimes it's like the whole day you were a monster the day you tested and you got really great results. And then we've calculated based on like a really out of the ordinary performance that you had. And the rest of your training block is based on those numbers. And it's like, I can't actually hit them when I get to high week. Like you say, even medium week can feel like that was near the knuckle. Fighters, welcome back to another episode of Heat Trick Muay Thai Performance. If that's happened, just adjust your numbers. So you can adjust the numbers. The way they're calculated, I'm looking for you to have about 4 reps in reserve on a low week and 2 reps in reserve on the medium week, and then no reps. It should be like, I just about ground these out in full form on high week. So if you're feeling like medium week was like there were no reps left in me there, you know, either that's a bad week that week and next week you'll be okay again, or I'm skewed on all my numbers here and I've either tested really, really well for some freakish reason or, you know, I need to make adjustments. So if you're on medium week and you feel like that was 2 reps, it didn't feel like I had 2 left, ideally I would adjust the weight if you can so it feels about right, because the intensity I programmed is designed around the number of repetitions to get the particular adaptation that we're after. So if you adjust the number of reps you're doing, you're sometimes taking it out of where we're trying to aim in terms of whether it was a pure strength development exercise or whether it's more strength endurance. So it can take you out of the tolerance that we're really after. So adjusting the weight would be a good way to manually adjust that. But worst case is just adjust the number of reps so that you feel like I stop when I feel like I got 2 left in me on a medium week, or I stop when there are none left in me on the high week with the weight that I've got and I don't mess with it. That's a way to do it. And sometimes it's the accumulation of fatigue from everything else that you're doing as well and life outside of the gym. And sometimes it's almost like the gym becomes the acid test of, oh, my body is actually this tired from everything, because it's quantifiable. It's this number of reps with this number of weight. If I'm firing on all cylinders and I've been sleeping well and I'm not stressed and my nutrition's been good, I can do it. And if those things are off, I can't do it.
Thanks for listening. If you found this valuable, please like, subscribe, and share with someone else it could help too. Please give the podcast a review or comment below. We'd love to hear from you. As always, you can visit heattrick.com for more Muay Thai performance podcasts, videos, articles, and guides. Catch you next time.